Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, here's one. A tourist tax. It's in place in many cities around the world and it looks like it could be on the way to London soon too. Here's London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
If you ever go on a weekend break to a great city, Venice, Barcelona, Paris, and you pay your hotel bill, you pay a small tourism tax, a small levy, which goes towards improving the public realm, improving the city. I'd like us to have that ability in London. I call it an overnight accommodation levy. That would mean we could spend more money improving the public realm. The thing that will encourage more tourists to come, but also improve the quality of life for residents in London.
Sadiq Khan, they're making the case for a tourist tax for London because, of course, the UK government has given London and indeed other cities the power to introduce this charge. But is this something we should look at here in Ireland? Should tourists have to pay to stay? For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council, and from our Cork studio by Michael Magner, National President of the Irish Hotel Federation. You're both very welcome. Michael Pidgeon in studio here with me first. Make the case for this for me. This is something that Dublin City Council and indeed the other local authorities in Dublin want to introduce.
Yeah, so the basic idea is fairly simple. As Sadiq Khan mentioned there, you'll find it in a lot of other European cities. But the basic idea is that if you live in Ireland, you probably pay a lot of taxes through local property tax, income tax, motor tax, so on and so forth. And while tourists would pay some taxes while they're here, directly or indirectly, it's about trying to make a little bit of an extra contribution. And in some ways, it's a recognition that in Ireland, probably uniquely, Irish taxpayers pay to keep things like museums free, which is great for Irish people or people living in Ireland, but it's also great for tourists. So if we could raise, we'd be talking about a relatively small amount of money here.
Like what are we talking about?
Like 1 or 2% on a hotel bill. Dublin,
given some of the hotel bills in Dublin, that could start running into...
Well, I started looking around at averages. Yeah, on very high bills, yeah, that would add up, absolutely. We reckon it would raise about, a 1% charge would raise about 12 million euro a year in Dublin City Council alone. And if you look at kind of what hotel bills are around... 200, 220 quid is kind of the average. I mean, you're talking about kind of 2 euro, 2 euro 20. In other areas, you could set it lower, you could set it higher. But I think, to be honest, having travelled to Lisbon recently for a wedding, we noticed it on the bill. I didn't really think about it. I'd be a fairly frugal traveller. But I just think it's a fairly standard thing to make a bit of an extra contribution to a city you're visiting. And for places where it isn't right for them, I'd allow them to just not apply it if they don't want to.
OK, Michael Magner, it's a fairly standard thing. People won't notice it in the context of, you know, a substantial hotel bill. What harm?
Yeah, good evening, Katie, and good evening to your listeners. And hello, Michael, how are you? Yeah, I hear what you're saying in relation to your views, Michael, but respectfully, I don't agree with them. And that would be the position that we would hold across the majority of our members within the Irish hotel industry. And let me explain to you why. First of all, we're using the term tourist tax. This is not a tourist tax that we're talking about. This is a bed tax. So this tax, if introduced, would be introduced to anybody, not just international visitors coming to our shores, but if there is some travelling to Dublin, for example, if there was a tax introduced in Dublin for an overnight stay, whether it was for leisure or business or for other reasons, when they come to pay their bill, they would be then required to pay an additional tax. That's a tax out of their pockets that could potentially be spent elsewhere. And you're correct, Michael, 1% would be approximately 12 million. But what if that was to be 2 or 3%? Potentially 36 million then would be raised for the local authority to then do. And in fact, we don't know what they would do with it. And that's another question which we'll come to in just a moment.
Something shady then, and suspicious, no doubt.
Well, in any case, 36 million then would be taken out of consumers' pockets that they could potentially spend in restaurants, bars, shops, souvenir attractions, taxis, using public bus services for their visit to the capital. And I don't think that's a good use of taxpayers'
money.
Could
I be honest, Michael? Do you mind if I pump in for 1 second?
Just allow me finish. Just with regard to that then, I heard Sadiq Khan in his comments, but he also went on to say as well that it was also a purpose for introducing a tourism tax to potentially stop over tourism. And what we know is that cities where they've introduced a bed tax, like Venice and Barcelona, it is for that purpose. And here in Ireland right now, we are not suffering from what is over tourism. In fact, we want tourism to expand right throughout the 12 months of the year to ensure when we look outside Dublin and other parts of the country, their season expansion and our visitor attractions can stay open much longer all year round.
Okay, Michael Pidgeon, come back in.
Well, the point I just wanted to make was what you said about people not spending some much in restaurants or local business. I don't think there's anyone who goes on holiday who says, honey, sorry, we're not going out for dinner tonight because there was actually an extra €1.40 on our hotel bill. I don't think that's a realistic way of how spending or economies work. On the point about over-tourism, I think that's true. There are cities where I think everyone could probably agree that there's too many tourists. I know Barcelona has a big problem with that, Venice as well. But in this case, we wouldn't be introducing it for that reason. And in fact, 2/3 of European countries have the option of introducing some kind of tourist tax. Generally, they leave it up to local councils to decide. Because I have to be honest, I'm coming on here as a Dublin City Councillor. The issues we're facing are totally different from issues in other parts of the country. So what I would really recommend would be for government to allow councils to take this decision themselves, how they're going to do it. Because what's for O'Connell Street won't be the same as Connemara.
But don't you have to be honest about it and say this is not for tourists coming into the country, just it's for everyone.
That's true.
And it is an extra tax on people, and God knows people feel very fleeced in many circumstances when they're coming. The price of gig tickets now, if they're coming to Dublin for a gig, say,
absolutely,
the price of tickets and the price of hotels. And this is something on top of that again.
We'll let the Hotels Federation guy off the hook with that point about people feeling fleeced. But I think the point, like for me, is that if you go to a city with a tourist tax, you're generally, one, you're not put off, and two, that city has extra resources to make it nicer. And I'd be all for kind of setting aside the money from a tourist tax for stuff that would benefit tourists and visitors and people who live in the city alike.
Michael, can I put to you that issue that people do feel that they are paying very steep prices for hotels now, and it's hard for the representative of hotels like yourself to argue that an extra couple of quid on a bill is going to make that big a difference?
Well, Michael is correct in terms of his introduction, in terms of how they calculated the bed tax, that it was on an average of €220. In fact, the average room rate in Dublin this year was €160, and those rates can be got. But this is not a question of somebody paying for a hotel room. This is a tax on somebody after they've paid for the hotel room. And I think it's important as well to point out as well that, you know, businesses, the length and breadth of the country and in Dublin, pay commercial rates. And at this time of the year, local authorities all across the country are signing off on their budgets for 2026. And many local authorities have increased their commercial rates next year somewhere between 3% and in some cases 6%. That money is going to the local authority then for the upkeep of our public parks, our footpaths, to ensure that they're clear from debris or otherwise. And in Dublin city centre specific, there's an additional 5% charge and what's called a BID, which is Dublin Improvement District charge, that also businesses have to pay. So I think businesses are doing enough. And also I think it's important as well to say that 1 in 9 jobs here in Ireland are in the hospitality and tourism industry. 270,000 people are employed. That's 11% of the working population. And if there was a situation where a bed tax was introduced, and we've seen evidence of it, whereby tourism numbers can fall if bed taxes are introduced, that could potentially put jobs at risk, particularly when you look outside the capital, whereby 70% of the tourism jobs are located outside the capital. I don't want to be on air with you, Katie, in 12 months' time if there was a tourist tax, or bed tax, I should say, introduced, and say now we're in difficulty because tourism jobs are at risk. And when you look at the downstream jobs connected with it, I just don't think it's good value for money. And the reality of it is that when we look at commercial rates, we need to understand how efficient are the local authorities in their annual expenditure for the income that they receive from all those businesses.
Okay. I know you want to come back in, but we are absolutely out of time. Many thanks for that. That's Michael Magner there in Cork and Michael Pidgeon from Dublin City Council. Now, we'll take a break.